USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation on Monday for the first time since the Taliban captured the Afghan capital of Kabul over the weekend. The president admitted his administration was caught off guard by the quick collapse of the Afghan security forces, but said he stands behind his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from the country.
I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. That's why we're still there.
And Tropical Storm Fred made landfall Monday afternoon along the coast of the Florida Panhandle near Cape San Blas, Florida. The storm moved inland, bringing sustained winds of 60 miles an hour and heavy rains to the Panhandle and southwest Georgia. More than 7 inches of rain were recorded in Panama City, Florida, and flooding has been reported across the Panhandle. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Those in the food stamp program are getting a boost in their assistance. Lance Pry reports.
The Biden administration on Monday is telling the 42 million people in the food stamp program they will get a 25% increase in food stamp money starting in October. Critics say that the cost of some $20 billion annually is unsustainable and that the aid lessens the willingness of people to look for work. Opponents add the program is meant to supply only part, not all, of a household's diet, as suggested by its formal name, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Elaine Waxman of the Urban Institute praised the Biden administration, saying SNAP aid, in its current value, could not buy a modest diet in 96% of counties in the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And cell phone carrier T-Mobile has confirmed that it was the victim of a hack of its data. The company said Monday that there was unauthorized access to some of its data, but it's still investigating the scope of the breach. The company could not say whether any of their customers' personal data was accessed in the incursion. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The State Department says it has resumed evacuations from the Kabul airport as thousands have come to try to get out of the country. State Department spokesman Ned Price says some 1,600 people were evacuated on emergency flights Monday, including American personnel, private citizens, and some Afghans, and thousands are still hopeful for a flight out. Senator John Barrasso says the rush of people trying to get out of the country is the result of policy mistakes from the White House. The Wyoming Republican tells Fox News that the president's incompetence has led to a predictable outcome in Afghanistan.
When President Biden came into office, there were 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. He's now sent 6,000 in. And you talk about people trying to get out. I was on a call yesterday with the Secretary of State. He said 60,000. Some of them are Americans. Others are just people that have helped us over the years. There is no way they're going to be able to do this. What is happening now has been predictable. It is preventable. It is because of the policy mistakes made by Joe Biden as president. This was his first real test as commander-in-chief, and what he is showing the world is incompetence and ineptness on his part.
And for the first time ever, a water shortage has been declared at Lake Mead. The Bureau of Reclamation making the declaration Monday as levels at Lakes Mead and Powell have reached their lowest levels on record following years of drought. The lakes have lost 50% of their capacity in just the last 5 years. Water from the Colorado River will also be rationed to Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico starting in January. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.